Ramusha in Igris Musha or Chaim Chilik He, Simon Tess, he was asked the following Shaila. There was someone who had been stealing from a shul, and Ramush was asked whether they could report this thief to the police and to the secular courts. And Ramush said like this. Ramush said that it's going to be a problem to report him to the police because the Torah law is different, very different to the secular law with this. The Torah law says that for theft, there's specific financial penalties, whereas the secular courts will impose physical punishment, meaning imprisonment. And therefore, Moshe says, it's not going to be mutter to hand them over to a system where it's not going to be the same as the Torah. And we know that Moshe was living in America at the time. And even though the America was what we might call an enlightened government, nevertheless, he held the Issa of Mesira remains the same, regardless of the nature of the government. However, there are going to be poskim who disagree with Ramusha. Number one, Ramusha did not differentiate between a person who did it once and a person who was muhsuk, who did it many times, which we said might have been a exception. Another issue is the fifth heter which we saw, which was the Ramah said it's mutter to inform in order to stop current or potential harm to the killer. Nevertheless, Ramusha says that the Ramaz heter over there was specifically to reporting someone whose criminal actions were blamed on the community as a whole, like we saw over there regarding the counterfeiter or the coin clipper, whereby if he's not reported, then the whole community will be in danger. The Ramaz wasn't speaking about financial damage to a shul, like regarding theft. Another thing is, another post who seemingly would be Cholik Ramush and would allow reporting to the police regarding theft would be Rav Bloy. We saw this in Heta number 8, where Rav Bloy said that if there's any reason to suspect that the thief will go on to steal from other victims, if it doesn't get reported, then it'll be mutter to go to the police. So although Ramusha does say in this tshuva that being Moisa a ganav from a shul to the police, he says it will be a problem of Mesira. However, we do see that Rav Bloy would seem to say it's mutter, and one understanding of the Ramah, who the Ramah says that you can inform in order to prevent current harm to the community, the Ramah would also seem to say it's mutter, but Rav Moshe explains the Ramah was talking about a different context. With Shem, we'll talk about next time, another Amuisha Tshuva talking about reporting fraudulent sale of non-kosher meat as kosher. Mitzvah next time.